I wish to express our sincere thanks for the opportunity to participate in this review. You have all raised several issues during the day, issues that have been both important and relevant for us. In recent years, the Faroe Islands have experienced significant economic growth. With improved infrastructure, the Faroes have overcome many of the challenges otherwise associated with geographically remote and isolated societies, especially with regards to the demography, such as brain drain and the deficit of women and young people. The population has increased by 9.3% over the past 10 years. Government initiatives, such as special social benefits for infant families, good quality and affordable childcare, a targeted gender equality policy, increased opportunities for an equal share of the paid parental leave, more education opportunities, and increased student grants for students with children are part of the explanation why the out-migration has stopped, and especially young women are returning or deciding to stay in the Faroes. This has brought new challenges, especially with regards to housing and accommodation and the integration of newcomers. Latest estimates indicate that around 1,760 newcomers from countries other than the Nordic countries are resident in the Faroe Islands. And of these, around 900 are from countries outside Europe. Since the last UPR, a number of laws and regulations have entered into force. The translation of the criminal code from Danish to Faroese, as well as amendments to bring the Faroese criminal code up to date, started in 2016 and is expected to be completed in late 2021. In 2017, a number of amendments to the criminal code of the Faroe Islands relating to sexual assaults were adopted. The penalty for rape was increased by an average of 1 year, and the definition was extended to include other forms of illegal constraint and abuse of a helpless person, as well as sexual assault within marriage. Subsequently, a process will commence to determine which amendments should be introduced to bring the criminal code more in line with Faroese society, as a law should reflect the society in which it's working. In 2017, a new regulation also entered into force, which aims to protect persons from violence, assault and harassment, including stalking. This regulation gives authorization to expel an abusive person for a period of time from the home shared with the victim. It also contains clear provisions regarding restraining orders, immediate restraining orders, and prohibition of residence. The cooperation between the Ministry of Social Affairs Speak Out campaign and the police is ongoing. The action plan is aimed at preventing and combating domestic violence and also includes initiatives in support of foreign women living in the Faroe Islands. We are aware that with regards to statistical data, there is room for improvement. However, in 2020, a wage statistical program was launched that will provide more insight to wage payment per hour segregated by sex, age, sector, and geography. The first part of the program will be completed in 2021. The Statistics Faroe Islands has also launched a new project mapping out the SDG indicators. The project will provide us with a wide range of statistical data that has not been available previously. Furthermore, the Statistics Faroe Islands continuously develops indicators and collects data on a wide range of areas. As we speak, the results of a large national survey on violence and abuse are ready to be published. In cooperation with the Faroese National University, the Ministry of Social Affairs has started collecting data on violence. These data have been missing. The work is being done as part of the action plans combating domestic violence and sexual abuse. This survey will provide us with important data which we are in need of. The data will enable us to improve the battle against domestic violence and abuse. It will make it easier to work systematically with these issues. We are awaiting the results of the survey, which we believe will be available and published in the near future. One issue that has been highlighted on many occasions and was raised again today is the need for a national human rights institution in the Faroe Islands. Following the recommendation to establish a national human rights institution covering the Faroe Islands at the last UPR, a task force was appointed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade to examine and make recommendations on national human rights institution models that could fit the Faroese society. Based on the conclusions and recommendations of the report handed by the task force, the government is looking at feasible solutions. With regards to combat child poverty, the government is concerned with the issue of child poverty and has over the past years introduced several measures to improve the economical situation of families with children. These include reduced taxes, possibilities for free access to childcare, and improved conditions for single parents. Overall, though, the Faroese society has a high level of welfare, and statistically, the child poverty is very low compared to our neighboring countries. In the coming month, the Faroese government will consider the appropriate follow-up to the recommendations given today. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Hannah. And,